This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on October 9th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia on Columbus Day. Yes, we're live on Columbus Day. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. As usual, we've got bumper snumpers. They all fit a theme. Yeah, but all of them are absolutely artists you would know. Maybe not for the song I'm going to play, but you'd know them. All right, we also have, I throw out a question, and we have a straggler from last week. So, in Japan, there's a 99% chance that this will happen to you, but it will only happen to 28% of Americans. What will happen? So 28% of the people in America, but 99% of the people in Japan, what is it? All right, if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, hell, you haven't even heard one yet, but you will in moments. But if you don't want to partake in either of those, well, the beauty of Monday Night Trivia is you can have any category you want. You name it. You know something about something. I just know it. So name your category. We will find you the appropriate question. You can go from there. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now, of course, Monday night is different. Not only as a trivia, of course, we replay that on Friday night, and I appreciate you not calling on Friday, but more than that, I really appreciate you calling on Monday, because unlike Tuesday through Thursday, I can't just prattle on my own, because if I ask the questions, it's just not good sport if I answer them as well. So that's your job. The prizes aren't worth anything, certainly not the postage, but eventually you get something. You get a certificate, that's most people's favorite part, and then you get something like a tabloid or a DVD or CD or whatever for each win you have, and that's the deal. So like I say, you're doing it for the fun of it. The thing to remember is the phone number, 888-876-5593, 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So in Japan, there's a 99% chance this will happen to you, but it will only happen to 28% of people in America. What will happen? So there you go with that. And in moments, you will hear the first bumper stumper. I won't expect you to get the theme right away, but I will expect you to get the artist. Indeed. But in the meantime, I know if you listen to the show, you're a radio lover. And if you are, you're probably well aware of the Sea Crane Company. But if you're not, you're missing a real resource. Many years ago, when reception really got lousy on radio, you know, AM and FM, but especially AM, Bob Crane decided he'd do something about it. He developed radios with just superior reception. Yeah, like those you coveted back in the day. And that's what he delivers. Every radio he has have the commonality that they've got great reception and tons of other features as well. But apart from over-the-air AM, FM, the beauty of the internet right now is you can hear stations from all over the world. But even there, reception's a problem. Not over-the-air reception, but how good is that little Wi-Fi radio you've got at connecting to your wireless access point? Well, if you want one that's easy to use, you won't even need the manual, and that will connect to virtually even the weakest wireless access points, you want the CC Wi-Fi 3. It is just terrific. The audio is better than certainly any smartphone in the world, and it has over 30,000 radio stations at your fingertips from all over the United States and the world. You don't sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's no ads on the screen, no monthly fee, and it's got a full-size remote control. Superior reception, as I say, and in this case, it means much greater distance from your Wi-Fi router. You will still be able to pick up anything the CC Wi-Fi 3 is accessing. And like I say, that's over 30,000 things. You can go online anytime, read about the CC Wi-Fi 3. It's just terrific. You can also see everything in the catalog. But if you want a catalog for yourself to hold in your very hands, or if you want to order by phone or get some information by phone, they have the world's best customer service. Just call them. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. They will answer all your questions. They will get you on the catalog mailing list. It's really a great catalog. And otherwise, if you can go online, oh yes, and you can order, of course. You can go online to ccradio.com. You can also sign up for their Sea Crane newsletter, which is really neat because you'll be the first to know about exclusive offers, which makes it even sweeter, and new products when they're available. So that's the CC Wi-Fi 3 from the Sea Crane Company, ccradio.com. Or 800-522-8863. Tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia, so who are they? And absolutely, of course, it's an answer record to The Wallflower, Dance With Me, Henry, and all that. But that said, who are they? And you know them for something. Yeah, made me sneeze. All right, so if you know the bumper stumper, that's great. I don't expect you to know a theme at this point. If you know the answer to my question or want to take a guess, get half a dozen guesses each call. And there's no limit to the calls because, like I say, the prizes are just for the fun of it. In Japan, there's a 99% chance this will happen to you, but it will only happen to 28% of people in America. What will happen? There's your question. Now, as I mentioned, you don't know my bumpers. You don't like my question. You can have your own category. And our resident idiot savant when it comes to all things Beatles is Barry in New Hampshire. So how's it going, Barry?
Hey, Wally. I was going to mention a thing about Sophie Tucker, but you mentioned it last week.
Oh.
With the Beatles.
Yes, exactly. And I hope she actually heard that because she was alive at the time. And I'm sure if she had heard it, she would have laughed. All right. So you want a Beatles trivia question. So now this is hard. Again, this is hard. Across the Universe was originally on a fundraising album for the World Wildlife Fund, and the Beatles were on this album as well. And in fact, the name of the album was No One's Gonna Change Our World. What I want to know, and not only the Beatles, but Cilla Black and Rolf Harris and the Hollies and the Bee Gees and Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Tick, Cliff Richard, you name it. So what I want to know is, what label released it?
Was it RSO?
No, it was Regal Starline. Now, did Regal Starline become RSO? I don't think so.
Okay.
So, but there you go. Maybe I got to look this up now because I have no idea what RSO stands for. So let's find.
It's Stigwood.
Oh,
organization.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that makes
PGs were on it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Well, you know, it could stand for Regal Starline also, but it didn't. So yes, the Beatles did Across the Universe, and Cilla Black did What the World Needs Now is Love. She was the only woman on the. Well, Lulu was on it too with I'm a Tiger, but I try to forget that.
They also had two girls that were hanging around the studio to sing harmony on that.
Really?
On that version of Across the Universe.
Really?
It was later released on the Let It Be album.
Who were the girls?
They were just they used to call them Apple Scuffs. They used to hang around the Abbey Road Studios. And just to see if they get a glimpse of Meet a Beatle or something, but they called them Apple Scuffs. But one of them just recently died last year, one of the girls that sang backup on that song.
Okay, so I just looked this up, and they say Lizzie Bravo was one of them.
Yep.
She was actually Brazilian, and she was 16 at the time. How about that?
Yeah.
Had no idea. So might be one of the worst things the Beatles ever did, but I guess it was for a good cause. So, written entirely by John Lennon, and I don't know that he was willing to admit it. So in any event...
It's his birthday, actually. He would have been 83.
Wow.
So he's been dead longer than he's been alive. 43 years dead.
A lot longer than he was alive. To say the least. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you have it. You, I guess I should have asked you who the girls were hanging around. Maybe you would have come up with Lizzie Bravo. But in any event, we will talk to you next week. I feel quite good because rarely do I defeat you on Beatles.
You did this week.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. That's lovely.
All right. So it sounds like a just dreadful album all the way around, but there you go. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and let me emphasize that if you wanted a Beatles question, yours would be entirely easier than that, because of course Barry knows all when it comes to the Beatles, so I strive to find the most obscure, hardest things ever. But should you want Beatles as a category, we'll be much kinder to you. And usually, by the way, Barry comes through even when I ask him these absolutely esoteric things. You'll have another bumper stumper coming up at the half hour, and that won't help you with the theme either. But maybe after a few of them, you'll start to pick up on this. I don't know. But in Japan, 99% chance this will happen to you, but it will only happen to 28% of people in America. What is it? And Jan from Dallas wants to take a guess on that. So, Jan, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you. Get a massage.
Oh, I like that. No.
Okay.
No, that's a nice guess, though. I wonder how many people in America, percentage-wise, do get a massage. Now I got to go look that up.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. If you think of something else, call me back.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, what percentage of Americans get massages, regularly at least? I don't know. Not many, I don't think. Nice, though, I'll tell you what. Get a massage regularly. We're going to see if we get any statistics on this. One of the hardest things about finding questions for you is things that are not searchable. And, yes, consumers of massage therapy, it's actually higher than I thought, and Jan was on the right track. She didn't have the right answer, but 21% of American adults received a massage in the past 12 months. The average massage consumer got 3.5 massages during a year. COVID has had an impact on the consumer use of massage. So I guess what we need to do is find before and after COVID stats as well. But bottom line is less than 25% of Americans are using massage. 80% in many countries. How about that? Yeah. And so why is that? Probably because Americans see it as luxurious pampering that's not needed. And probably in other countries it's considered medical. Which it is, by the way, you know, for the most part, if it's done right. So there you have it. So 888-876-5593. We also have a future of massage therapy industry outlook. But like I say, this is why getting these questions for you is amazingly hard, and why they're amazingly arcane. Because, as I say, finding things that are not searchable is very difficult. And I couldn't find this one online, that 99% of the Japanese, but only 28% of people in America would have this happen to them. What? All right. So Eduardo is in Tampa. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Eduardo?
All right. My first guess is going to be taking off your shoes.
No. What's your second guess?
Let's see. It's hard to say for me to do another guess here, but I'll just throw something out here. I take some kind of hot springs bat or something.
Nice, but not right. Okay, so how's job search going?
Okay. Okay, I mean, I went to a job fair on Friday, but I got some other events coming up down the pipe.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, they're fools not to snap you up. Keep us posted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be calling about something else later in the week.
Excellent. I'll look forward to it. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you very much.
So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And yes, you can have your own category. Yeah, whatever is on your mind will be mine, or you can answer mine. Take a guess either way. All right. So, of course, everybody knows something about something. We know that Johnny D will probably call in for his hominid question, and Lisa in Dundee can always be interesting with movies. So, Lisa, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you today?
I'm here. How about yourself?
Oh, same.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Then attendance is taken. So,
exactly.
Okay. So I actually had printed out some 60s movie questions. Now I need to find out where they are. I see some 60s TV and enough hominids to last a lifetime. This is 50s movie. All right. We don't want 50s movie. Well,
I thought I'd try 60.
Yes, no, I think that's a swell guess. They were all in color, but not really, but almost. All right. But yeah, there were a lot of movies in the 1960s.
Yes.
All right. So let's see what we can do here with fun trivia.
I would make you shudder, I'm sure, if I told you all my favorite movies from the 60s.
Well, at least you've seen them. I think other than the producers and Dr. Terror's House of Horrors, I don't think I saw any. So
you didn't see Beach Blanket Bingo?
No, or... I never watched those things. Absolutely never. Yeah. When I lived in Bel Air, I lived near a guy who produced a lot of that stuff. But no, I
didn't. Oh, I just love those.
Oh, God.
Honest to God.
All right, well, there you are.
Sorry. I mean, it's just really sad, but...
Well, no, that's quite all right. So, which movie was Haley Mills' first Walt Disney movie?
Haley Mills.
Oh, yeah, you remember Haley Mills. Let's
yeah,
get together.
Of course.
Yeah, right.
Of course. I would say Pollyanna.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, good.
You're absolutely right. Most people choose The Parent Trap, but you are 100% right with Pollyanna. All right, we have a winner.
Excellent.
All right, hang on, don't go
Perfect.
Away.
Perfect, thanks.
All right, yes, there's Lisa who knows her Haley Mills trivia. Well, why not? 888-876-5593. And unlike a lot of these acts with hit records that they put in movies, in Haley's case, she was an act in movies that they made sing. Probably not their best move. All right, we're going to get to JT and Aurora who wants to do charts. Ah, January of 1963, a good year. Mike in Lindenhurst has some guesses. I want to hear them. And there's room for you, too, coming up on WGN Radio.
You are my ideal.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Well, there's your second bumper stumper. Has something in common with your first bumper stumper. And, oh, yeah, you have reason to know who this is. Not the song necessarily, but there you go. So that's a bumper stumper. Now, and so we have two bumper stumpers in play right now. We also have one question that I've thrown out. In Japan, there's a 99% chance this will happen to you, but it will only happen to 28% of people in America. What will happen? So that's the question I throw out. And if you don't like mine, you can have your own. It can be absolutely anything, as we prove all the time. So let's see what Mike in Lindenhurst has to say for himself. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Mike?
I've only got one guess. I think I'm going to say experience an earthquake.
I like that answer. It's not right, but it sounds good to me.
All right. Then. How about a hurricane?
Not a hurricane either. But if you think of something else, call me again.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. So, or even a tsunami. All right. So let's go to JT in Aurora. Hello, JT. Welcome back to WGN.
Well, hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. You want charts from a decent year, 1963.
Yeah, I'll press my luck one more time.
All right. So January of 1963. Number one is Go Away, Little Girl.
Steve Lawrence?
Yes. Number two is Telstar.
The Tornadoes.
Yes. Number three is Limbo Rock.
Chubby Checker.
Yep. Number four is Hotel Happiness.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you can do this. He was on Mercury. He had a lot of records. Mostly ballads, but not always.
Ricky Nelson.
Brooke Benton.
Okay, of course.
God, I hope not. All right, number five. Oh, God. Peppino the Italian Mouse.
Yeah, I'm going to go down in flames this week.
No, you can get up to three wrong, so this will be only two. Peppino the Italian Mouse, he was on Reprise. He was sort of a comedian. I mean, he would think he was fully a comedian, but I'll say he was sort of a comedian.
Yeah, he used to be on TV every once in a while.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You betcha.
No, I'm losing that one, too.
All right, well, that was Lou Monte. All right.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten him.
Number six, Tell Him.
The Exciters?
Yes, absolutely. Number seven, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes.
Bobby V.
Yes. Number eight, Zippity Doodah.
Oh, rats.
You can do this.
He tells me this all the time.
Well, he was on Phyllis, so you know there's a Phil Spector production in this, I'm sorry to say.
I don't know.
Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans.
Okay.
Number nine, Two Lovers.
Mary Wells?
Yes. And number 10, My Dad.
Paul Peterson?
Yes, absolutely right. Well, let's see. You didn't know Brooke Benton or Lou Monte or what else? So, or Bobby Sox. But you got the other one, so that's 70%.
I did okay.
Yeah, you won. All right, hang on, JT. Don't go away.
Will do.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That was it. Yeah, Lou Monte. You often wonder, how the hell did these things ever make it into the... into the top 10. Yeah, number 11 was Big Girls Don't Cry. That would have been nice. Bobby's Girl, number 12. All right, well, so maybe it goes downhill from there. I don't know. But still, better than some of the later years, that's for sure. So you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. But it is Columbus Day, and I think for whatever reason, it is the lightest call volume on trivia we've ever had. So I don't know. Maybe you thought I wasn't going to be on the holiday or what. Yeah, or if you're having a wonderful time yourself, well, of course, don't interrupt that for this show. But if you're not, if you're just sitting at home there, pick a category. You can have absolutely anything. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH. So my question, in Japan, there's a 99% chance this will happen to you, but it will only happen to 28% of the people in America. What is it? All right, another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Yes, I'm lonesome. tonight, and I miss you tonight. I'm so sorry we drifted apart, and my memory strays to those wonderful days when you kissed me and called me sweetheart. All the chairs in the parlor seem empty and bare as I gaze at the doorstep and picture you there. Now my heart's filled with pain. Take me back once again. Yes, my dear, I'm so lonesome tonight.
Yes, my darling, I'm lonesome tonight. I realize now that the world is a stage, and each of us must play a part. I know, too, that fate sometimes acts in strange ways. Yes, Act One is where we met, and I, too, loved you at first glance. But I guess I didn't really read my lines too well. Then came Act Two. I've never changed. There was a misunderstanding. I know now that I shouldn't have listened to a so-called friend. The truth is my love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, it's another answer record, and that's not the theme, by the way. It just happened to be two of them, our first one and our third one. This will be the last one, I promise. But you absolutely know who that is. Not doing that dreadful song, of course, but I shouldn't say that. She can sing, no doubt about that. And she had one giant hit, no doubt about that. So who is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So let's see what we're doing here. I believe that Jan in Dallas wants to take another guest. So Jan in Dallas, welcome back to WGN. What do you think?
Be cremated when you die.
You're right.
Oh, what?
Yes, you are.
Are you kidding me?
You are 100% right. That is exactly the answers. Yes, 99% of people in Japan and 28% of people in America will be cremated, whether they want to be or not. So, yes, Japan leads the world in this. All right. Well, you're a winner. Like I say, don't get excited. The prize isn't worth having. It takes us forever to mail it, but you'll get something eventually. So hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. So, yes, absolutely. That's 100% right. Be cremated. Yeah. And nobody who ever has been had too much to say about it when it really came down to it. All right. So, yeah, you can make your wishes known in advance. But, yeah, good luck on that. All right. So you need another question. I know you do. All right. The average lifespan of an American citizen is 77 years. By comparison, this living thing, often found in America, widely available, has a lifespan of 42 days. We are not including the insect variety. All right, so 77 years for American mankind, men and women, 42 days for this living thing. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. James in Oregon has a bumper guess. All right, so James, what'd you hear you think you know?
Well, I'm not sure of the song, but it sounds like it's an answer back song, so I'm thinking your theme is answer back song.
No, I already said that I was not using that as a theme. There were two of them on there, but they were the only two on there. Nope.
How about Elvis songs then?
Nope.
Okay, then. Okay, good night.
All right, thanks. If you think of something else, call me back. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, I gave you fair warning. It just so happened there were two answer songs there, but there were only two, and that's not the theme. All right, so we're going to do some lyrics. Oh, how I love lyrics. Fran in Austin, 1966. How you doing, Fran?
Oh, pretty good.
All right.
Hope I do better this week than last week.
Yes. So
that was so strange because I knew it. I was singing it and everything. Anyway.
Well, I don't know how you'll do on this, but I'll give you a couple lyrics. If you don't know them, I'll give you a couple more. We'll see. But you wanted 1966. This certainly qualifies.
Okay.
I'll tell you something, you old tomcat. You just lost your mouse.
Oh.
Now, you ain't nothing but an old tomcat running around my house. I'll tell you something, you old tomcat. You just lost your mouse.
Oh, man. I like it.
Oh. Let's see. If I gave you the first line, you'd absolutely know it. You came by at 2 o'clock, should have been by at 10.
Oh,
I said
man.
Bye at 3 o'clock, and I ain't coming back again.
Again. I'm going to kick myself again.
How does that grab you, darling? How does that mess your mind? How does that grab you, darling? This girl is leaving you behind. Nancy Sinatra, written by Lee Hazlewood.
Oh, shoot.
You remember it now.
Oh, well. In a way, it's good that I don't know that.
Well, actually, it was one of the few good things she kind of did. I mean, it wasn't a bad record. It was the only thing
I can't remember that one. Actually.
Really? Okay. Well, then
I think about it. I don't even remember it.
Oh my God! Then you have to hear it. Let me find it here because I'm sure.
Okay.
It was on Reprise, you know, like all of her stuff, Daddy's Label. So let's
see.
Yeah. How did that grab you, darling? How's that mess your mind? I figured you'd have known that. Maybe it wasn't a hit. I better look it up. All right. Well, no, I got it from the charts, so obviously it's a hit, but let's see.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't be on the charts like that if it weren't. All right, well, let's hear it.
Oh, I have heard it. Okay.
Yeah.
So much for that as an excuse. No. Oh yeah, I definitely remember it now. Yeah, it is pretty good.
Yeah, right.
I know.
But yes, nobody plays that anymore.
That's probably why I didn't remember the lyrics. I haven't heard it in so long.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well,
oh, well.
I feel honored that I was able to defeat you again, but next week I'm sure you will
triumph. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
I don't know. I might have to change category.
Oh no, don't do that. You're so good at lyrics normally.
Okay, well, right. Better luck next week.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rolly.
All right, good deal. Yeah, how's that grab you, darling? All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Rolly. And we have 2 more hours of trivia coming up. And that's so we got a new question. And you have your own categories, of course. But the new question, the average lifespan of an American citizen is 77 years old. But this living thing found everywhere in America has a lifespan of 42 days. We've taken out the insect world. So it's not the insect world. It's and it is a land creature. All right. So don't worry about goldfish or things like that. So what is it? 42 days on average? Oh, please. Well, that's the case. We're going to talk to Johnny D next hour and do hominid questions. We're going to get a bumper from Barry in New Hampshire. Can't wait to hear that. You're going to get another bumper stumper coming up right after the news, though, by the way. Bruce in Elwood wants World War II. All right, he's home. Good, good, good. James in Oregon has another bumper guess. All right, sounds good. John in Covington, Kentucky wants 1960s TV. Of course he does. So attendance is taken, and Stephanie in Madison knows a bumper. I'm sure she does. And another one is coming up for you, too. 2 more hours of this. It is Monday night. If it's Friday night, please don't call. But if it's Monday night, by all means, all lines are busy right now. But when somebody hangs up, it will be your turn. So as soon as I say goodbye to somebody, get your dial and finger ready. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Living on free food tickets, watering the milk from the hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying cause she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. Oh, but you know, she'll get by because she's living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man.
just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have bus fare. It would fall through the hole in your pocket and you'd lose it in the snow on the ground. You'd have to walk into town to find a job, trying to keep your hands warm. The hole in your shoe lets the snow come through and it chills you to the bone. Boy, you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man.
Well, that's a gift, you should know. www.raleigh.net as far as that goes, but 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. All right, so it's Monday Night Trivia, and we have two more hours of this, if I still know where I am. And you can have your own categories if you don't like my questions or you don't know my bumpers or whatever it is. And so we do have a question out there. The average lifespan of an American citizen is 77 years. By comparison, this living thing found throughout America, all over the place, has a lifespan of 42 days. It's not in the insect world. Don't worry about that. What is it? All right, 888-876-5593. So you don't like my question, you don't know my bumpers, take your own category. And right now, every line is lit, so we're going to try to get some guesses here so we can open up some lines for you. So Stephanie in Madison thinks she heard something she knew. What'd you hear?
I believe that I heard Vicky Carr.
You did not hear Vicky Carr.
Okay. I love the singer. That was really familiar voice. Okay, so it's not Vicky Carr.
It is
okay.
Not. It is not. Not by a long shot.
Okay. All right. I knew it was a long shot, and but I love her voice, and I will find out soon enough, my dear.
Yes, you
will. I will call back. Yes, I will.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Now we're saying goodbye to Stephanie. There's a line available for you right now. 8888-ROLLYE. Barry in New Hampshire has a bumper guess. What'd you hear, Barry? Barry went away.
I think it's Shelley Fabre.
Oh, that's nice. No, it's not Shelley Fabre either.
Oh, okay.
But thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so nice guess, not close. All right, well, I shouldn't say not close. Who knows? Who knows what you'll connect to it? It's, I don't know. Johnny D, so there's now a line available for you. The first one's taken, but there's one available. So Johnny D is in Ohio. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, thanks for welcoming me back. Let me see here. Hi, how are you? What am I doing? I just came up from Caesar's Palace, Raleigh,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And anyhow, I wanted to tell you, I sent you that little video I was talking about.
I know you did. A couple things about this. Firstly, I was going to put it on one of John's YouTube channels, but he is not able to sign into any of his YouTube channels because it's been so many years he's locked out and he doesn't know what the recovery deal is. I swear to God, and I've tried everything. I worked for a couple hours on that, and I realized we're going to have to just create another one or a Vimeo, either way. But we're going to have to create a whole account just for you. I'm not sure exactly when. I'm in Globe right now.
I ain't paying.
Well, you don't have to.
Good.
No, it's not money. If money could solve the world, I would have no problems. It's time. It's doing it. And I will have to carve out some time to do it. But the other thing is I showed John what you sent me, and I said, I'm really not happy with the quality of this. And that's the only thing I'm worried
about. Yeah, that's Becky's fault.
Well, no matter whose fault it is, it's not really in focus. Now, I'll get it up there one place or another, but I'd really like something that was in focus.
I understand. Because I watched it a number of times, and I'm thinking, what's the matter with her? You know?
No,
I wasn't taking it. Well, she was taking it.
So you should take it, then.
I am going to take it.
All right.
But she thinks her phone's so wonderful.
Well, her phone could be. Her phone could be wonderful.
She got a brand new phone. I got an old phone. I bet if I take it with my old phone, the way I know how to do it, then it's going to come out better.
It's much less a question of the phone or, for people who are using cameras, the camera. It's the person operating it that makes the difference.
Right. She's kind of shaky, you know what I mean?
Well, so
I mean, I love the girl.
Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong.
So,
couldn't get along without her. I couldn't get along without her.
Absolutely. So just get me something that when you look at it, you say, yeah, this does Caesar proud. And then I'll just have to create a new account for you.
Okay, whatever it takes, Wally. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I really was just so, I've got the password for John's account, but that's not good enough. They want verification with the last phone number used. The problem is the last phone number used was like 8 cities ago for me. So of course you can't get the confirmation from that. So anyway, I'll just create something else and we'll do it. All right, but take a little while. All right, so
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm counting on you.
Yeah, and I'm counting on you. All right, so you'll get me a good one.
All righty.
So
I won't let you down.
All right, are we ready for hominins?
No, because I want to guess that. Well, firstly, I want to say I'm part of the 24% because I'm being cremated.
Okay, well, yeah, me too.
It used to be not allowed by my religion, but now it is.
You're right, right.
But anyhow, let me see here. On your 42 days living?
Yes.
Could it be earthworms?
No. It's nothing in the insect or I don't know what category the earthworm would be in, but nothing.
I don't think an earthworm is an insect. I don't know.
No, I don't think it is either. But whatever they are, those categories are out. Don't worry about those.
Well, I was going to say one of them little turtles that people buy for pets.
Oh, yeah. God, they probably don't even make it 42 days, but no.
Okay. Well, then I don't have any of it. Because you said it ain't got nothing to do with water.
With like water? No, there's no water involved, no.
Okay. Well, then it's a land thing. I thought an earthworm,
Yeah.
Because everybody got earthworm.
Right.
Nope. All right, well then, I'll do an hominid. Give it a try.
All right, you'll do well, I know. And here we are with, in 2017, a story published in the Journal of Plus One, PLOS1, argued that the teeth of Gracilopithecus, a hominid, dated back to 7.2 million years ago, are more similar to pre-human hominins than to the great apes. Based on this, the authors of the study argued that the human-chimpanzee split occurred in what region? A. Central Asia. B. Southern Africa. C. Northern Australia. D. The Eastern Mediterranean.
2017... Where did the chimpanzee?
Well,
and
the human chimpanzee split.
Split. Okay. And what was the one in Africa?
Southern Africa, Central Asia, Northern Australia, Eastern Mediterranean.
Huh. I'm trying to think here. I mean, most of that stuff went on in Africa, but this sounds like a trick question. So I'm thinking that maybe, because they've been saying they've been finding a lot of hominin-early things in, not Australia. Did you say Australia?
Yeah.
No, it's not Australia.
Okay.
Now, it could be the Eastern Mediterranean. It could be.
Or Central Asia.
But, huh?
Or Central Asia.
Now, I'm thinking because, they're saying that a lot of this stuff went on earlier in Europe, okay? So I'm going to say the Eastern Mediterranean.
You're absolutely right.
How about that?
And the story
is... Yeah, there's a big controversy going on now, saying that, you see, what happened, there was early, like, what do you call them, hominids or something over in Europe, okay? Because at that time, the climate over in Europe was good. I mean, you know, it was like Africa. You know what I mean? It was like hot. You know what I mean? And so when some kind of ice age came or something, they left Europe and they went into Africa because it was hotter down there. So anyhow, they're saying that a lot of these early apes and stuff like that were in Europe. And then they moved into Africa and evolved from there. Yes. Yeah.
Grassopithecus is known from two fossils, specifically a jawbone from Athens, Greece, found in 1944, and a single tooth found in Bulgaria. The 2017 study found that the roots of the Grassopithecus premolars are widely fused, which is similar to what is found in humans, with great apes typically having two or three separate and diverging roots. Grassopithecus is older than the oldest known suspected hominin found in Africa, and so by a couple hundred thousand years. Therefore, if the hypothesis, which the authors call the North Side Story, is correct, it would indicate that Grassopithecus, whatever it is more closely related to humans than apes, and that the split between hominins and chimpanzees occurred in Europe rather than Africa. And as you point out, the authors note that southern Europe was covered in savannas at the time, while the Sahara Desert had begun to form in North Africa. They argue this might have been a crucial factor in splitting human and chimpanzee lineage. So there you have.
Yeah, sure, the climate. The climate dictates everything a lot.
Of course, other scientists express skepticism and say it's all BS. So it remains controversial.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'll get you that video.
Okay, well, hang on. Don't go away. All right, we'll confirm that address because Johnny D. knows his hominins. I'll tell you what, 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, we got a World War II question for Bruce in Elwood. James in Oregon's taking a bumper guess. John in Covington wants 60s TV. Marianne's got a bumper guess. And Mark in Aurora wants charts from 1967. All coming up on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Wasn't in love with me, oh what a fool I was. Oh what a fool I was, and all my friends agreed.
Yeah.
'Cause I thought that she wasn't in love with me, oh what a fool I was.
And radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so yeah, no, you know who they are. Not from that song, I guarantee you that. They were on Cub. That should be somewhat of a hint, or not. That's your bumper, and they all have something in common with each other. Nothing obvious, but that's redundant. All right, we have a question I've thrown out there, and we'll share it with you again. And that is, the average lifespan of an American citizen is 77 years old. By comparison, this living thing, often found in America. Always, everywhere. I don't know there's anywhere in America you won't find this. Has a lifespan of 42 days. What is it? We've determined they're not insects. And they're not fish. Or anything in the water. Narrow it down even further and say they are vertebrates. All right, so that lets out the worms that Johnny D was guessing. So no worms. All right, so now we've got guesses on bumpers. So let's see what we have. Marianne in Chicago, what'd you hear you know?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay,
I'm guessing not this very last bumper, the one before, the Winstons.
Yes, absolutely. Love of the Common People. You betcha.
That and Color My Father. Oh, my God. I love that song, too.
Color
I love his voice just to begin with.
All right. Well, you are a winner.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. So, yes, those were Winstons, indeed, on Metro Media. Now let's put Marianne on hold while John confirms her address. And I think James in Oregon wants to guess on a bumper. So what'd you hear, James? Are you still with us? No, I guess I might not have disconnected him from the last guess he had. So let me clear a line for James. All right, there's now absolutely a line for you. Get it now, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Bruce in Elwood, welcome back to WGN. How you feeling, Bruce? Bruce, are you with us? Oh, don't tell me you've left us. Bruce had surgery and came through it very well and hopefully didn't just die on the phone. Maybe he'll call back. All right, I hope so anyway. He wanted World War II trivia, and I aim to please. I've even got a question for him, so there. We're going to do charts with Mark from Aurora. Mm-hmm. Radio trivia with Gary from Austin. And John from Covington's back with the 60s TV. And there is no longer a line available for you, but there will be in moments right here as we continue with Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Come on and tell me why can't we live in harmony? Come on and tell me why can't we live in harmony? A little my love for you and a little your love for me in harmony. Our love
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your bumper stumper. Yeah, you absolutely know who that is. Probably don't know the song, but you know who it is. And I wonder what they all have in common with each other, but also who's doing them. So if you know, 888-876-5593. Of course, the trick is getting in, and right now all lines are busy. But when you hear somebody hang up, it'll be your turn. And of course, if it's on Friday night, don't call at all because it's a replay. But if it's Monday night, like it is right now, coming to the end of Columbus Day 2023, that's the perfect time to call. So you got the bumpers, or maybe you don't. The average lifespan of an American citizen is 77 years. By comparison, this living thing found all over America, yeah, millions of them, has a lifespan of 42 days. We've determined they're not insects. We've determined they're not water dwellers. We've also determined that they're vertebrates, so don't look for the invertebrates, the worms of the world. That will not do. All right, so there's all sorts of clues, and maybe you can narrow that down. 888-876-5593. Don't like that? Well, have your own category. We prove that all the time, and we're about to with Gary in Austin. How's it going, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. So we're going to do radio trivia, huh?
I guess so.
Well, there you are in Texas, and of course, the largest of the 30 state radio networks is, as you well know, the Texas State Network. And it was founded in 1938. The reason it was in Fort Worth is the money came from Sid Richardson, who was the oil magnate and Mr. Fort Worth, if you will. But 1938 it formed. Who formed it?
I know KFJZ was the original flagship.
It's not a radio station. It's a person.
Was it Elliot Roosevelt.
Absolutely right.
Oh, I think he owned KFJZ then.
Yeah, Elliot Roosevelt it was. And what a checkered history that man had. But he loved, yes, absolutely. A full round of applause, you betcha. But,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. But as I say, he refused to go to Harvard. He wanted to be in radio, and he did that for a while. And then, of course, he liked airplanes a lot, and he did that for a while. And then he came and became the mayor of Miami Beach for 2 years. And while he was doing that, got to know some mobsters pretty well. And next thing you know, he's accused of trying to assassinate the head of the Bahamas. And
he sounds pretty colorful, huh?
Yeah, well, it was because they wouldn't give Meyer Lansky a permit. And this was all on the news. I remember this so very well. Anyway, he left town. And it was a gambling license. The prime minister of the Bahamas, I'm trying to think of who his name is. I can't right now. But so supposedly Roosevelt enlisted the mob to rub out the prime minister. That didn't work very well. So then he went to Portugal and then to Great Britain. But they wound up in Washington State, where he was till he died. And I don't know what kind of guy it was, but right before he died, they asked him what his, you know, goals in life, if he had any. And he said, just to outlive my brother James. Well, he didn't. James died 10 months after him. So,
wow,
but yes, he did start the Texas State Network. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And I knew I had that somewhere in the back of my mind that I had to stall. Came up with it.
Yeah. No, that's very good. All right. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. Sure. Thanks.
All right. So, yeah, mayor of Miami Beach from like June of 65 through June of 67. It was, I think Melvin Richard had been the mayor. Well, I digress. Anyway, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we'll be doing some charts, I see that, but let's see. John in Covington, I got him here in two places, which can't be right, so I'm going to assume that this is John in Covington. So, John, are you there?
I am, Raleigh. Okay. I got cut off before, and I don't know why, but I did.
Okay. All right.
Let me guess, is it Debbie Reynolds?
What are we talking about here?
One of the
bumpers? No, absolutely not. I'm saying, well, we know she lived longer than 42 days. No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In fact, I seen her at the Beverly Hills Supper Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back in 72, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a good boy. I got A's on my report card, so Dad took me to see he took the family. We've seen Debbie Reynolds at Beverly Hill.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So let's see what we're doing here. All right. We're doing 60s TV trivia. And
correct.
Following the footsteps of his older brother, Clint Howard appeared several times with Ronnie Howard on several episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. But later, Clint starred in his own 1960s television show. What was its name?
It was such a terrible show. And God bless Dennis Weaver. It wasn't his fault. The name of the show was Gentle Ben.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. Gentle Ben. And
Thank you, Raleigh.
Yeah, all right, hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away. Yeah, it was, the bear was nice. We'll say that. All right, so I like bears, but no, I'm with them. 888-876-5593. Tom in Kentucky, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, thank you, Raleigh. I think I have the answer to the question. It's kind of weird, kind of strange, that lives no more than 42 days. I think it's blood.
No, it's a vertebrate. It really is a vertebrate.
Oh, okay. Well, I cheated and asked my Amazon device, and that's what I got.
That's hilarious. Yeah, well, that's not going to work out too well. All right, so if you think of something else, and I would say don't bother to ask Alexa or anybody else.
Most times, this crazy thing will give you the wrong answer a lot of the time, or especially if you ask it to play something or radio. It is just so screwed up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm counting on it. I'm counting.
Oh, honey, don't count on that, baby doll. Yeah,
no, I try for questions that are not searchable. So,
yep. Well,
so,
that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. All right.
That's
well,
good.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
okay
it, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm counting on it not to work. You see, that's right. Because most of the questions, again, that's the hardest thing about Monday nights is finding trivia questions that you can't search on the internet. And it's a dwindling group, let me tell you what. I haven't yet prepared for what I'll do when I fully run out of questions, because that day's coming. Leah and Marcus Hook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good.
So we're going to do MGM musicals.
Yes.
All right. Well, it was a big era from 1929 to 1958. What musical started it? What was the first production?
Oh, God.
And it won an award, won an Academy Award for Best Picture.
Oh, my gosh. 1929?
Yes, one of the first musicals to feature a Technicolor sequence.
Oh.
It was also Hollywood's first all-talking musical.
Let me see. Oh, God, this is tough.
Harry Beaumont directed it. And it featured music written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. Arthur, of course, later went on to become a producer for MGM, had his own little wing there.
Yeah. Let me think. No, that would have been later. I can't. All I can think of is 42nd Street. That's all I can think of.
It's called Broadway Melody.
Oh, God, I should have known that. Oh, I'm yeah kicking myself.
Yes, Judy Garland, Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, and Frank Sinatra.
I should have known that. Broadway Melody. Oh.
Call me next week. We'll come up with something else.
Okay, thanks,
all right, thanks,
Raleigh.
Appreciate it. So, yes, 888-876-5593. Yes, well, at least Leah knew what it was. You know, the only reason I can even read these questions is because they're in front of me. Yeah, I'm lucky I can pronounce the names, let alone know what they might mean. Well, I'll get to charts here in a moment with Mark and Aurora. He wants 1967 this week, and we'll do it to it. There's room for you two as well. But the average lifespan of an American citizen is 77 years. By comparison, this living vertebrate, often found in America everywhere. I don't think there's anywhere you don't find this. Maybe there is, I don't know, but I don't think so. It has a lifespan of 42 days on average. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, I'll give you another hint. Don't be thinking that they're necessarily natural deaths. All right, we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? And yes, you know, you may not know the song. In fact, you probably don't know the song, but you know who they are. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, there's your bumper stumper. Now, as for your question, as I say, the average human in America, a citizen, lives 77 years. By comparison, this living vertebrate, has a lifespan of 42 days. What is it? All right, so Joan and Waukegan's taking a guess on that. What do you think, Joan?
I'm changing my original thought to a second type of animal, and I'm thinking a chicken.
You know, I'm going to give it to you. Can you be more specific, though? Because
The kind of chickens that are hatched, put in a cage, and never their feet never touch the ground.
Yeah, well, actually, their feet do touch the ground, but good enough. You're talking about broiler chickens, because you got when you're talking about for agriculture as opposed for a family pet, you're talking about broiler chicken or laying chicken. So either eggs or we're going to have big breasts. And you're right. The average broiler lasts 42 days. Yeah, kind of makes you not want to eat chicken anymore, but you are a winner.
Thank you.
Don't go away. All right. So, again, the prize isn't worth having. It'll take forever to get, but you're doing this for the fun of it, and you do get a certificate and a tabloid and something eventually. All right. So, Joan is a winner. Now, yes, the average broiler chicken, 42 days. All right. So, I guess we need another question. All right. Let's go with time still. The average American spends 23 minutes a day doing this. The average American... 23 minutes a day doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593. All right. And I was about to do charts with Mark, and I realized we're not going to get through them because in another minute I'm going to say sayonara and we'll get to the news. But let me see if we can start anyway because he wants this week in 1967. So that's October 7th, 1967. So, Mark, are you there?
Yeah, and I did something revolutionary last week. I fell asleep.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, sleep is sacred. If the choice is sleep or listen to this show, go for sleep every time.
And what was the trivia question again? I might
well,
have an
no,
answer.
We just got an answer. The average lifespan.
No.
Oh, all right.
No,
the average American spends 23 minutes a day doing this.
Showering?
No. They should,
okay. But
no. All right. So. Number 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. The letter.
The box tops.
Yes. Number 2, never my love.
The association.
Number 3, to sir with love.
Lulu.
Number 4, little old man.
I don't know.
Well, think about it. Little old man. Now, in parentheses...
Oh, Bill Cosby.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. We'll get to the rest of them. Yes, you have aced the first four. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right okay. after the news right here on WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Another hour of Monday Night Trivia, and lines are available for you at 888-876-5593-8888. Riley, the average American spends 23 minutes a day doing this. Doing what? There's my question. The bumper stumpers are all up for grabs. There's a theme. You may know it, you may not, but you are aware of every one of these artists. I pretty much guarantee that. All right, so if you don't like that, any of that, you can have your own category. You know something about something. Everybody does. And Mark is in the middle of proving how much he knows about charts. We've given him the first four records on the Hot 100 for this week in 1967. The letter, Never My Love, To Sir With Love, and Little Old Man, I think was what they were. And that takes us to number 5. Are you with us?
Yep.
All right. Number 5, Ode to Billy Joe.
Bobby Gentry.
Yes, number six. Higher and Higher.
Spy on the Family Stone?
No, 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 no. You can do this. Come on. We're talking a Chicago record. Sort of. Well, it was on Brunswick, and Carl Davis produced it. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher.
Oh, yeah, Rita Coolidge did it later.
Unfortunately, you're right.
I've forgotten.
Oh, man, Mark Whiter Than the Whitest White Man. That would be Jackie Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah. Number seven, Come Back When You Grow Up, Girl.
Oh, I can hear it playing.
Yes, you're still living in a paper doll world.
Yeah, I can hear it playing in my head, but I don't remember the name of the artist.
Oh, man, he had a lot of hits. He used to be produced by Snuff Garrett. This one wasn't. Dallas Smith produced this. Give Up Bobby V.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes and all that. Okay, number eight.
Yeah.
How Can I Be Sure? In a World That's Constantly Changing. Yeah, The Young Rascals. Good enough. Number nine.
The Young Rascals.
Another one of these cases where the title is not in the song. Close But No Cigar. Gimme Little Sign.
I don't know.
Brenton Wood. Just Give Me Some Kind of Sign, Girl. Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah. I can hear that in my head. Oh,
my baby. Tell me that you're mine, girl. Yes, that's, like I say, Gimme Little Sign is nowhere in it. But Give Me Some Kind of Sign is.
Well, all right. I have to get this next one right.
Yes, you do. You will. You absolutely will. You will stun and amaze me if you don't. Number 10. Number 10, Soul Man.
Oh, Salmon Dave.
See,
I love
there,
that song.
There you go. Yes. All right. Well, 70%. Not up to your usual standards, but still a win nonetheless.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. I can't believe that you didn't know Jackie Wilson. All right. Don't go away. All right. That's just despicable. All right. But he won. You only got to get seven. You know, there's 10 songs. You only have to get seven of them right, 70%. So you can miss three if you want to do charts. And if you're really brave, do lyrics like Fran does. All right. So we have our question, which is not stunning and amazing you based on your lack of calls. The average American spends 23 minutes a day doing this, doing what? So you can answer that or you can have your own category. Oh, there'll be three more bumpers as well. And then at the end of the night, I will reveal the bumper theme and all the artists, by the way. But I will not reveal the answer to the question because if you don't get it, it'll be our straggler for next week. So that's the deal. And as I say, Monday night, we need you. So this is me whimpering and begging for calls. 888-876-5593. 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. So Pat Burke turned 86 today, and you're saying, who? Well, the Foundations from Kingston, Jamaica. Yeah, you remember the Foundations. Well, you should. Nona Hendricks, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, turned 79 today. Ivory Joe Hunter would have been 109 tomorrow. He was born in Kirbyville, Texas, and actually had a radio show on KDFM in Beaumont. I think he became their program director and then had his own record label and all that, and bonded with Elvis in 1957 and made frequent appearances on the Grand Ole Opry. So all those things are probably things you didn't know about Ivory Joe Hunter. Yeah, Ivory Records. And yes, as Barry in New Hampshire pointed out, John Lennon would have been 83 today, born in 1940 in Liverpool. Yeah. Cyril Neville, he's still with us, the youngest of the Neville brothers, turned 75 tomorrow, and born in 1948 in New Orleans. And, of course, the oldest Neville, we have Art, born in 1937, died in 2019. Charles died about 2018. He was born, I think, 1938. And Aaron, the one you would most know, Aaron Neville, 82, born in 1941, and still with us. All right, so, and now I see that this day in history is an interesting year because every line of the place is lit up, and John will screen them as fast as he can. It was on this date in 1967 that Bill Drake fired Murray the K at WORFM. Oh, man, it was hilarious. Well, not for Murray, but for everybody else. Yes. Bill, in his own inimitable way, said, The man has the inability to live with direction. Yeah, well, he was not willing to be directed by Bill anyway. And so, yeah, Murray the K went on to many other things, including he was my host when I did Soundtrack of the 60s. And sadly, Murray's been gone quite a while. But yeah, this day in 67, fired from WOR-FM. All right, so what else do we have? 1976, Dr. Hook was in New York, along with the Atlanta Rhythm Section. They opened at the Beacon Theater, right? And on this date in 1962, Chris Montez. Yeah, later known for all those wonderful classics when he was on A&M. This was long before that. Let's Dance. Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Let's Dance. Yeah. So there you have it. It was on this date in 1960 that Shopping for Clothes by the Coasters peaked at number 83. And, of course, glad it didn't do better because they stole it. Yeah, completely stole it. It was originally Clothesline. Yeah, and that was Kent. Why can't I think of his last name right now? But yeah, the guy who was Boogaloo and his Gallant Crew. Yeah, he did all that song, and yeah, Lieber and Stoller just ripped him right off. But and later he got some of the royalties on that, but there weren't all that many to be had, like I say, because it didn't do that well. Why can't I think of his name? Yeah, Boogaloo, right. Lived up and down, well, depending on where you are, down in Vista, yeah, north of San Diego. All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and I just, this is somewhat hilarious. I just went to check on charts, and instead I got an entire history of what's going on in the Middle East. Nope, sorry, no time for that. We'd rather, now I'm not really sure how to do this. Laura in Willowbrook. Now, you want Sound of Music lyrics. Well, of course, if I give you them, you'll know they're from the Sound of Music. So how does that work?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's not a question there.
Oh.
You see, in other words, you already know the answer. So that doesn't help.
Oh, okay. I was thinking I had to say what the words were to the music or something. I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. So you want to give us the lyrics to Sound of Music songs? Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a good... I didn't think of that. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't know if you really want to do that. I can probably look some up, but I don't know how far you'd get.
Yeah, I think I better think about that and call back.
All right, and I'll look forward to that. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, good deal. So 888-876-5593. Right. Yeah. If you give the answer, I can't ask the question. But if you ask for a category, then of course we can do that. Like James on the South Side, we're going to do more World War II. Of course we are. We are always doing World War II with James. And actually, I had found a great question for him. So I've been working on this. I knew you would ask for World War II. So hello, James.
Hello. How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in here. That's all we can do. Hang in and don't let go.
There you go. All right, let's talk the Potsdam Agreement, August of 1945. As you know, that was Russia, the U.S., and Great Britain. Who signed it? Who were the three representatives from Russia, the U.S., and Great Britain?
Okay. Okay, there was basically, Stalin.
Yes, correct.
Okay, Truman.
Correct. Correct. You're right.
And Anthony, because Churchill had just been defeated.
Right, so right, right.
His name is Anthony.
No, his first name is Clement.
Clement Aveline, although I'm messing up his last name.
Yeah, you know who he Clement, is. I'm going to give it to you. Clement Attlee, A-T-T-L-E-E, Attlee.
Yeah, I always messed up his name. Yeah, I always mess up his name.
Attlee, and he was ranked as one of the greatest British prime ministers. He was voted as the most successful prime minister of the 20th century by the British subjects.
So, yeah, you know, you kind of know why Churchill kind of lost. Okay, yeah. The election, the agreement, the thing started with Churchill there, but at the time when the election results came in and his party lost.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, it was a win, but there was a number of who did not, there were certain things that Churchill had done, okay, and that had pretty much angered certain segments of the British public.
Yes, of course.
It didn't matter that he had helped win the war.
Right. Right.
But there were other things that had angered them, and they felt like, okay, how dare you?
Uh-huh.
So he had to leave a message thing to Truman, and this was, it was weird because I'm certain Stalin probably knows. He said, okay, no FDR, no Churchill. Oh.
Well, I think the problem with Churchill was he was so confident in his party, his coalition was so confident that his war record would cause him to win, that here comes Attlee in the Labour Party talking about, you know, commitment to full employment and affordable housing and Social Security and health care and all this. And meanwhile, here's Churchill, who's just, hey, I did the right thing in the war. You know, I don't think they realized they had a chance to lose it.
Yeah, and they didn't realize that, hey, there's veterans are going to be coming home. Some of them won't really be able to work because they've been injured and what have you. So there has to be something for them.
Yep.
And all the damage done, and basically the British had mortgaged a big chunk of their fortune.
Oh,
on this war.
Oh, absolutely. And as you point out, leading up to this treaty being signed, Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin had met at Yalta. So it's interesting that only Stalin was the last man standing when it came time to signing it.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And, of course, let's just put it this way. Stalin, okay, wouldn't be around too much longer, 8 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Any year is too long for Stalin. All right. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So absolutely. Yeah, 10 minutes is too long for Stalin, but that's neither here nor there. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll be back with a guest from Stacy from Algonquin and Naoto in Japan. All right. Going to take a guess. Looking forward to that coming up on WGN Radio.
Gonna take a little expedition of going out hoping to discover the kind of girl want for a lover.
Oh,
I'm gonna find a brand new world, take a plane, give her my name like Columbus did.
She's
gonna be a sweeter than a honey.
Absolute gift. Somebody has to get one of them. I mean, let's face it. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. Actually, I think that somebody did get the Winstons, which was also another one that was a semi-chart record. And this one, you know, I guess you could almost call it a chart record. So, and sounds exactly like their big hit. So how could you not know? 888-876-5593. And Norm is in Florida, and I think he did know. So Norm, who is it?
That's the Reflections.
Of course it's the Reflections, just like Romeo and Juliet.
Just like Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, Golden World Records, you betcha. Ed Wingate's label. All right, you are a winner.
All right.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right. And again, prize ain't worth it and take forever to get it, but you will eventually if you live long enough. All right. Although I am proud. We hated that Scotty left us, but thank God he got his prizes before he went. All right. So, and you will too, I think. Now, we'll get to Stacy from Algonquin and Naoto from Japan coming up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Down in Bermuda, paradise for two, I lost my lover there on the blue. We went
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, all right, who is she? And yes, you absolutely know her. Not for that, but you know her. So, 888-876-5593. And Naoto is in Japan. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. I'm delighted that you called.
Okay, I have some guesses on trivia.
Okay, let's go.
So, cooking?
Ooh, that's in the ballpark, but not cooking. Try harder.
Doing dishes?
No.
Eating?
Well, eating what?
Eating breakfast?
No, try again.
Okay, but I have two more guesses.
No, you were doing good. You were doing good. Just move up from breakfast.
Well, eating lunch?
Yes, we have a winner. All right. That's absolutely right. The average American spends 23 minutes a day eating lunch.
Oh.
So you are a winner.
Thank you.
So I got to ask, since 99% of Japanese citizens are cremated, I assume it's mandatory, but is the 1% because of Japanese Muslims? Why is there 1% that isn't cremated?
Well, I guess it's religion, but I'm not quite sure about that. So I guess maybe like personal preference?
Yeah, I don't know. But so, yeah, 99%. Yeah. All right. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. So, 888-876-5593. Got to come up with another question. But before we do, Stacy in Algonquin, welcome back to WGN Radio. Stacy, are you still with us? No, Stacy opted for sleep. Who could blame her? All right. But I appreciate her... her staying awake as long as she did. Stephanie is back in Madison, so all right, Stephanie.
Hey. You played Love of the Common People, which is such a great song.
Yes, and had a winner on that.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. No!
Yes, I did. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Love of the Common People, and someone got the Reflections. So
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yes. I had a bad connection or my brain wasn't working because I heard the song and I thought, is that the Reflections?
Yes, of course.
I know that. I love that song, but
yeah.
Oh well. Hey, oh, darn. Well, I'll tell you what. I will give it another shot another time. I will talk to you. I have some requests, but I'll call you back with them tomorrow because I've got a lot going on. So.
Okay. Well, by all means, do call me back. Now, we start a half hour late tomorrow because of hockey.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
All right.
Well, I will. All right.
Talk to you then.
Take good care.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
So, yeah. So we've only had two bumper guesses that have been correct. The Winstons, Love of the Common People, and the Reflections, like Columbus did. And so everything else is still up for grabs, and there's one more bumper stumper to be played. And all of these are well-known artists. So that's part of the clue of why there's a theme, but it's a little more in-depth than that. Not much. Sherry in Naperville, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. How are you guys tonight?
Well, we're here. How about yourself?
Oh, that's not very wonderful. But, I'm sorry. I'm okay, and I was intrigued by your Japanese question answer.
Yeah.
And I also was happy at the very beginning, because I can't call because David gets back from the store and everything. But what the world needs now is love. Is that the Love, Sweet Love?
We did not play that.
No. Oh. But some man mentioned what the world needs now.
Oh, I think it was probably Barry from New Hampshire when we were doing Beatles trivia, because that cut was done by somebody else on that Wildlife album that the Beatles were on.
Well, I don't know that album, but it's for
the best.
What the world needs now.
Yeah, right. It just wasn't just wasn't the hit.
I miss those kind of songs. I think that's what's wrong with society. That and the Coke commercial.
Well,
like to teach the world to sing, all those things. But anyway, more positive stuff versus. Anyway, I called mainly to talk about the question with the Japanese cremation. And when I went to Michigan State, when I went to Northern, there was like three different or four maybe at the most nationalities. When I went to Michigan State, all over the world. And I enjoyed that so much, and I just wanted to learn about their cultures. And one of my roommates in my suite was from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And she had told me, and I was grossed out about this at first, but she had told me that they really don't have cemeteries there and they really don't have room for them. And they cremate, not like our cremations, which is 100% ashes. They cremate to a point where the bones are left. So when it was her grandfather's funeral, the bones are left, the ashes are there. They all go, and the family goes in order of hierarchy. The wife, there's these like 2 foot or 3 foot long chopsticks. The wife must remove the head, the skull, and take that home with her. And then it goes on down the line. So my roommate from her grandfather, she was required to take a leg bone from her grandfather, and you take it home. I don't know what they do with the ashes. But, I mean, there were so many cultures. I mean, I had a friend from Nigeria who his father was a big importer-exporter, and he originally went to Oxford. He'd beat my butt at Scrabble all the time because in the Oxford Dictionary there were, like, two-letter words that weren't allowed in our American dictionary. But, I mean, people from Malaysia, I loved it. There was so much heritage and culture to learn. But that's probably why that cremation answer is there. Because that's their culture. That's what they
do when
people are buried.
Actually, cremation wasn't originally the culture. It has been for the last 70 years or so, but it truly is the lack of space and that it's mandated now. You don't have a choice. And that's why the big issue is with the Japanese Muslims, who their religion forbids it. And so there's an ongoing issue there. But what you're talking about, now, by the way, I don't know how many cremains you've actually seen or handled, but the idea that they're ashes isn't exactly true.
My dad, he wanted to be cremated.
Well, have you seen it, though? You know it's not ashes.
I saw that, and I also asked the guy before you put it in the hermetically sealed little box and seal it or whatever, can you take a baggie or something? Because I want to sprinkle it in the grave. And he was a fireman, and I put his leather fire hat that he wore for ages. And all the other firemen were upset that I buried him with that fire hat. But I've seen the ashes, and they're kind of like gray,
white, and black. But they're not ashes. They're little bone fragments and things like that. They're as far as that goes. But with the Japanese, and some of them are larger. It depends. They're not all that fine. It depends what was going on, and particularly if somebody has artificial joints or things like that. But in any event, the picking up of the bones is a real big deal. You're right. It's ceremonial, and it requires the use of chopsticks, and in fact, metal chopsticks, usually.
And she said they were like 2 or 3 feet long.
Well, that bothered me. Well, that's not the bones. That's the chopsticks.
Right.
Well, you have two relatives holding the same bone at the same time. Now, what's interesting is that that's the only time in Japan when it's proper for two people to hold the same item at the same time with chopsticks at all.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you have to pass it from chopstick to chopstick. But anyway.
She taught me a lot. She taught me how to use chopsticks, which took me like 2 months. And then when we'd have a rice bowl with leftovers, because that was how we used leftovers, leftover chicken or whatever. We'd run the rice cooker or whatever, and then we'd add stuff. And, I mean, we ate cheaply, but because of that rice cooker.
Yeah.
And their rice is a lot thicker and more meatier and more filling. American rice.
Yeah, but there's no such thing anymore as American rice. Rice comes in many, many different types. So when you go to the store, you pick out the one you want, whether it's Arborero or whatever. There's tons of different rices.
Egyptian rice is awesome, by the way.
So you can, you know, we've got that choice. It's not that it's all, you know, long grain or short grain. It's a lot more than that. But anyway, the reason they do this bone thing, and your roommate probably told you this, is they start with the feet. And then they get to the head so that the reason for that is to ensure the deceased is not upside down in the urn if it's going to be kept in an urn.
Oh, no, she didn't.
No.
She just mainly told me the wife must take the skull. And I thought, because I remember pictures in like Italy where they have these caverns and all these skulls are kind of like glued together from ancient past. And that kind of grossed me out.
It's really not a gross thing over there, trust me.
No. But my point is when you're young and you're like 21, 23, that kind of, you haven't been exposed to that other than your history books, and they don't cover that, this, that, and the other. And, you know, you're really not having medical studies. When I got to college, I had at least 3 nursing roommates and learned a lot, that kind of stuff. But I mean, you're really not exposed other than your neighborhood or what your parents know, what your grandparents know historically. So you learn along the way throughout your life about different things. And to me, it's intriguing. And I just wanted to call regarding that question because I thought, I should have known that.
Yes, you should have.
Yeah, I should have, but I didn't think that way at that question. But you guys are wonderful, and I thank you so very much for tonight. I do listen, and I may not call in all the time, but I do listen.
Well, great to have you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night right after hockey.
Oh, yeah, and I can't wait for that one.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. You'll get the remaining bumper stumper here in a moment. Yep, there's just one more, and again, somebody you know doing a song you don't, or maybe you do, I don't know, we'll find out. And then before the full end of the night, which is coming up in less than 10 minutes, I'll reveal what all of the bumper stumpers were and what the theme is. And since we are heading right to the end of the night, I probably won't be I won't be asking another question, though I have it here. Maybe I shouldn't just let you think about it for a week. I don't know. I'll think about that. I'll talk to John and Waukegan next in this room for you two coming up on WGN Radio.
I will always bring you happiness. Give you everything that I possess. Fill your life with only tears.
by your side is where I'll always be. Hold you in my arms so close to me. Darling, I will love you endlessly. That's my pledge to you. My love will grow stronger and greater and deeper and truer with every passing day. I'll kiss you and kiss you forever and ever. You're in my heart to stay. Tell me that you
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? That's our final bumper stumper, and I'll be revealing in about a minute here, unless you want to get in there quickly at 888-876-5593. John is in Waukegan. What's up tonight, John?
Yes, I was speaking to, my friends, a couple of my friends last week about cremation, and I was telling them, I said, well, pretty soon I think that they're going to have to cremate. Most countries will do this stuff because...
no room.
You know, we have billions of people
right, no
all
room.
Across the earth.
You're absolutely right. And you've pretty much ended the night. Call me again tomorrow night if you want to talk more about it. All right,
yeah,
thanks,
okay.
John. Appreciate it. All right, so now, got less than a minute, so here's the deal. Everything we played was done by an artist who had a big hit record. The first one, Dance With Me, Georgie, was the Bobettes. They had Mr. Lee, number one for 4 weeks. Hollywood Flames, A Star Fell. They had Buzz, 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 number five. Dodie Stevens, Yes, I'm Lonely Tonight. Of course, Pink Shoelaces, big, big hit. The Winston, Love of the Common People. Of course, Color Him Father. The Impalas, Oh, What a Fool. Sorry, I Ran All the Way Home was number two on the pop charts. Billy Bland did Harmony, Let the Little Girl Dance was a big pop hit, number seven in 1960. The Ponytails did 7 Minutes in Heaven, Born Too Late, number seven on the pop charts. The Silhouettes, What Would You Believe? Get a Job, number one for 6 weeks on the R&B charts. The Reflections, Like Columbus Did, just like Romeo and Juliet was their big hit. Linda Scott, Bermuda, I've Told Every Little Star, number three was her big hit. The final one was Carl Dopkins Jr., My Pledge of Love. Of course, that was My Heart is an Open Book, number three. So, that's the deal. We'll not have a straggler. We'll pick it up anew next Monday. And tomorrow night after hockey, we will reconvene about 21 and a half hours from now. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. I'm Raleigh James. That's a wrap. It's WGN Radio.